The situation was not good. It was the middle of the night and a commercial airliner was missing somewhere over northern Missouri or southern Iowa. There was a chance it might have crashed on Ron Cook's farm. That was the task as he and his father headed into the darkness to begin the search. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Pivot BioProven is the first ever nitrogen-producing microbe that supplies nitrogen directly to the plant, helping maximize yield. Just ask Zach from Oklahoma.
The average was about a 5 to 6 bushel an acre benefit. Not only is that more money in my pocket, but it's less money I had to spend on fertilizer and wear and tear on my side dressing sprayer.
Pivot BioProven. Get what you paid for. The nitrogen that stays put, whether or not.
It's time for another American Countryside listener trip. I'm inviting you to join me on an agricultural tour of the Hawaiian Islands, February 3rd to the 12th. Enjoy a Polynesian luau, visit Pearl Harbor, and explore Volcanoes National Park. Ag highlights include Maui Pineapple Plantation, Kona Coffee, Monsanto Hawaii, and more. All airfare, resorts, and many meals are included. And right now, you can save $200 per person on our early bird special. For more information, call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266 or just click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com. It was the night of May 22nd, 1962.
Been a storm that evening, and along about 1:30 at night, the sheriff woke us up and said, plane down in the area, get out and look around.
Ron Cook was 17 years old at the time. He and his father went outside and began to look around the rolling hills of their farm just north of Unionville, Missouri.
We just walked straight east of the house. Of course, it had rained and everything was wet. The weeds was tall and it was hanging on the spring of the year. Walked right up on that thing, you know, just land there on the hillside.
It was Continental Flight 11, a Boeing 707 that was bound for Kansas City from Chicago. Ron and his father had just spotted the wreckage in the wee hours of the morning.
We seen a car coming, and Dad said, well, we better go see if we can stop him because we got to have some help in here. We got the car stopped, and two guys was in it.
One was a radio reporter, the other a photographer. Both had heard about a crash and were in search of the site. Ron's dad stayed at the site with the reporter while the photographer took Ron a few miles north to a spot where law enforcement officials were staging.
This guy told him, said, got a kid with me that found the airplane. Well, where's it at? And I said, well, just follow us. I'll just take you to it. And that was the darndest possession behind us I ever seen in my life. Boy, oh, howdy. And we drove over there on a gravel road and stopped there. It was getting daylight by that time. You could see pretty good. And I got out and I said, it's down there. And I never seen people go crazy like that in all my life. Running down through that field.
But what caused the flight to crash in rural north central Missouri? That story and the memorial this town erected are next time as we travel the countryside. In Unionville, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.